This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We've got some exciting things to talk about in this hour. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a little bit of a preview of a great event, which is upcoming just a few weeks down the road. It's the 2019 Hot Rod Drag Week put on by Hot Rod Magazine. Of course, all the folks at the Motor Train Group. So we have a special guest standing by to tell us all about that. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us if you have any questions. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or bob@autoworldradio.com. So let's go right now to Michael Deere from the Motor Train Group, and he's going to tell us all about the 2019 Hot Rod Drag Week. Welcome aboard, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Bob, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So this is a once-a-year event, and it's time for the 2019 rendition.
It is. This is actually the 15th anniversary of Hot Rod Drag Week, starting, actually racing goes tomorrow, Monday, September 9th at Virginia Motorsports Park. And we have 5 days of racing coming up over the course of the week and 1,000-plus miles of driving on the street. We've got a lot of action coming up here in the next few days.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like from a logistics standpoint, you know, every year you move around the country and go various places. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to put together such a mammoth event.
Yeah, we actually, the planning for the next year's event really starts, actually 2020 planning started a couple of months ago, so it really is a 12-month or even a 14, 15-month cycle that goes into something like this to get four tracks together, all within the right distance that are all of the highest level that we're looking to do, and making all those components come together and really to put on the greatest spectacle that we can, not only for the spectators, people watching on the live stream, but really most importantly for the racers who are participating in this event. We've got up to 400 of those who will take part in Hot Rod Drag Week this year.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I was going to ask you that off the bat. In an average year, how many folks take advantage of this opportunity? And we'll get into more details. But it sounds like you have quite a few people from turnout from, I would imagine, all over the country.
Yeah, all over the world, in fact. International representation from Sweden, England, Australia, New Zealand, Finland. It truly is an international event, which is very exciting for all involved.
Most definitely. And it's been around for a while, but the goal here is to basically find the fastest street car in America, and that's a big endeavor no matter how you slice it.
It is, and we've got certain races that fall into what we call the unlimited class, the likes of Tom Bailey, Dave Schroeder, Drew Barry, you know, and the likes of also Brian Goldstone in the ultimate iron class. And you're going to see times in the low sixes for a quarter mile, which is pretty astronomical when you think about that in terms of what they're doing, not only on the track 5 days in a row, but also having to drive those vehicles out on the street from track to track, doing over 1,000 miles over the course of the week. It's something that is really have to be seen to believe.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to take that into consideration. Not only are these cars that are being raced at these great tracks, not only are they the car for the track, but they're also the means of transportation to get to the various events. So that's walking a very fine line.
Yeah, it is, and that's we see some interesting things out on the road. You know, there are unfortunately we have 400 cars out on the road. We do have quite a few breakdowns along the way, and they'll be on the side of the road and fixing everything up, or waiting for the engine to cool down, or doing what they need to do. Really, quite frankly, to get from stop to stop, which can be anywhere from a 4 or 5 hour drive up to a 12-hour drive, depending on all the different variables that this event throws at them.
Absolutely. It must be really exciting to be involved with this. When I was at Motor Trend for 10 years doing the radio show and doing some writing, and had the opportunity to go to a couple of different hot rod events, and including the Power Tour, and of course this event once as well. And it's one of those things, once you go, you kind of get it in your system and you want to go every year.
Yeah, it's addictive for sure. I mean, I do. I travel all across the country doing events for not only Hot Rod, but Roadkill and other brands within Motor Trend Group. Drag Week is just one of those ones that just draws you back in. And I think, you know, one day if I'm not involved in the event, I think I would still want to come back regardless. And I definitely can come back and enjoy it as a spectator, which would be, or even race there, would be something different from my standpoint.
Absolutely. We're talking all about the Hot Rod Drag Week. It's coming up. And, Michael, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and tell the folks listening around the country about when this exactly is taking place, and also important to give out some contact information if folks want to get more information.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, starting tomorrow, Monday, at Virginia Motorsports Park, and it's going to be 8 o'clock tomorrow until 2 p.m. racing, so spectators are more than welcome to come out and enjoy the spectacle. From there, we go to Cecil County Dragway on Tuesday, ADCO Dragway on Wednesday, Thursday the 12th at Maryland International Raceway, and then all the way back to Virginia Motorsports Park for finals day on Friday. So all days are open for spectators. If you're not able to make it, if you're in another part of the country, check out the hotrod.com/events page for Drag Week, and you can watch the live stream, which is hosted by the one and only David Freiberger and also Brian Lowe. Will be with you for the week through the live stream. So if you're not able to make it, check it out there, or come and join us and enjoy the action at the tracks from September 9th to September 13th.
That's terrific, and it's wonderful that you guys are streaming, and you got two of the best guys in the business doing the commentary there. That's going to be extraordinarily valuable and exciting for folks who are able to attend the week in person and perhaps might be in a different place in the country. So that's going to be live streamed. And will it be live streamed at hotrod.com, or where will it be live streamed?
Yeah, so if you go to the Drag Week page at hotrod.com/events, you can find it there. You can also go to the Motor Trend YouTube page and watch the action there, and also on the app at motortrend.com.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question for our very special guest, we'd love to get you in. We have time to sprinkle in a call or two, or if you prefer to send an email, it's probably best that you fire it over to me at bob@autoworldradio.com. So what's the thing that you get when you come back on the other side? We'll talk about what it's like being immersed in this, and some of your favorite parts of this week every year. We're going to have lots more as we talk about the big week coming up here for Hot Rod Magazine and Drive Week. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Can't stop, and I can't stop. Gotta keep moving on. are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
This from the Motor Trend Group. He's telling us all about the Hot Rod Drag Week 2019 to crown the fastest street car in America. It gets underway tomorrow, running through the 13th. Four premier tracks for the first time, and four cities, 5 days, 1,000 miles, and when all is said and done, it will be one champion. And I would imagine that you probably get a lot of folks that do this each and every year? Are there a lot of repeat performers at the CHAC coming out?
Yeah, there is, and you know, that's like I said, the 15th anniversary, and there's probably a good amount of those, at least a few that have done each and every one of those. But also, interestingly, this year, coming across to the East Coast, which is the first time that we've done that, we're actually seeing quite a few new races into the mix this year, which is exciting for not only yeah. us, but the folks at home that can watch on the live stream or at the track, because that's one thing that I wanted to do coming on board as the promoter and director for the event, was to move it around as much as we possibly could to showcase Drag Week to different parts of the country. And that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to this week. New tracks, but also new drivers and new cars.
Yeah, new machinery, new drivers. It's going to be lots of fun. And in addition to that part of your enjoyment of putting these events together, I can imagine that the folks that come along and come out just to watch, just to have a ball. So this must be a really fun activity for folks who are located near the tracks.
Yeah, you walk around and you see smiles and you see mouths open, because they're just amazed at what they see, with not only the sheer just number of cars, the vast array of different cars that they see, and then when we explain to them that, yes, they will all be driving 250 miles to the next track once they complete racing here, that's where the mouth really drops, because that is something that you never really see.
Yeah, exactly. That is so cool. Let's talk about, in addition to this wonderful event coming up this week here, Hot Rod Drag Week 2019, were you involved with the recently held Roadkill event in the Detroit city and kind of roaming up for Woodward Dream? I heard that went really well.
Yeah, I'm very, very fortunate to be also the event director for the Roadkill Nights event that we just had, powered by Dodge. And that truly was, though, this is the fifth year that we've done that out there, and the fourth at the that facility with M1 and at Woodward. And from all reports that I received internally and externally, that really was the best one that we've had. We actually expanded to 2 days. So we had a Friday night show as well as everything on Saturday. We had no rain. We completed both top eight for the small tire and big tire, and we had record crowds. Sun was shining. That is something, if you have not seen, you absolutely have to check out. Drag racing on Woodward Avenue.
Yeah, the real deal drag racing. And I understand there was some friendly competition between some of the different community police officers, and actually that Dodge set up a road race between two officers.
They did. That was actually something to see. They put him in a couple of Hellcats, and they went head-to-head, the different heads of the two counties out there. And I have been... The victor escapes me right now, but it was something that was a highlight for those guys, I'm sure.
Absolutely. But the attention this week is at Hot Rod Drag Week. And again, it starts out tomorrow, running through the 13th, coming to four premier tracks for the first time in Virginia, in Maryland, New Jersey, and an additional track in Maryland. And I'm so glad to see you coming over to the East Coast side of things, because I think, like you said, not only are you going to be drawing some new participants and some new vehicles, but there are an awful lot of great car people here on the East Coast that sometimes get overlooked a little bit.
You got to spread the love. I have people reaching out to me regularly. Bring it to the East Coast. Bring it to the West Coast. Bring it here. It's challenging to keep everyone happy, but you know, that's really what I see as my job, is to not only find the four best tracks that I can within that area, but just share it around so we really can touch all points of the country.
And, of course, all the great things that are going on within the Motor Trend Group. And I'm so happy that formerly Velocity is now Motor Trend TV. How cool is that, Michael?
That's something that is, we've seen great benefits from that already. And seeing Motor Trend on there when you skip through the cable channel still to this day kind of shocks me when I see that name there. But we're very, very happy about that. There's a great partnership, and we're working very, very closely, obviously, with everyone over there at Discovery. And the content is being shared cross-platform. We have our subscription service with Motor Trend that you can get for all of the fabulous shows that we have, from Roadkill and Hot Rod Garage, and also the older episodes of Fast and Loud and Wheeler Dealers and All Girls Garage, and all these shows are all available now through that one service at Motor Trend.
It's a great time to be an auto enthusiast. It's a great time to be a car buyer or tuner, because they're just doing some remarkable things with power plants and vehicles in general here in 2019. Who would believe that we would ever see, as you mentioned, Dodge being the title sponsor of the Roadkill Night, Dodge offering the Red Eye Hellcat with its 790 horsepower, and the regular Hellcat on both the Challenger and the Charger, and available in wide body form as well. And it's a great time to be an auto enthusiast. And of course, we've just seen the unveiling of the upcoming 2020 Corvette C8, which is going to be quite a remarkable vehicle, to say the least. And I know that Ford has, of course, got their Ford GT500 Mustang just starting to build a few of those. But that's the fastest, most powerful engine ever put in a streetcar from Ford, Michael.
Right, isn't it astonishing? And as you go across all the big three and the other manufacturers going head to head, and it's good for us. We can sit back and reap the benefits of all these insanely high performance, high horsepower vehicles, and many of those that we're seeing in our event. Hot Rod Drive, Virtual Nights, you mentioned. I even had a Tesla out here today that
probably
dip into the high nines, low tens. So that's something new for us out here.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you so much for your time, and we really enjoyed having you on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More states are reopening despite the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Christopher Murray is director of the University of Washington Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation.
Our suspicion is that there will be about 10 days from now in these places that have had the big increases in mobility, we are expecting to see a jump in cases.
He tells CBS's Face the Nation his latest prediction is more than 137,000 deaths in the U.S. by August 4th.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says medical investigators are trying to figure out if there's a link between the coronavirus and a new disease that's killing children.
It is a situation that has taken the lives of three New Yorkers. There are two additional deaths that are currently under investigation as possibly related to this same situation.
This is USA Radio News. Transcripts have been released of the House Intelligence Committee investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, ranking member Devin Nunes on Sunday Morning Futures.
We had a strategy here that we wanted to get every single person that we interviewed, whether or not they knew of any evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there is proof the Trump campaign invited Russian help, made full use of it, then covered it up. Tesla is suing the state of California, USA's John Hunt reports.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk threatened to pull the company's factory and headquarters out of California and has sued local officials who have stopped the company from reopening its electric vehicle factory. In a lawsuit filed in federal court, Tesla accused the Alameda County Health Department of overstepping federal and state coronavirus restrictions when it stopped Tesla from restarting production at its factory in Fremont.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining me here on Auto World. We're having a great time. We're going to throw out some trivia questions. We're scheduled to be joined in this hour by Alto Reed. Who's Alto Reed? Alto Reed is the saxophonist for Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band. He's been on the show many times before. He kind of plays his saxophone like a lead guitar, and Bob is on his final tour. At least that's what they're saying. He's up there in age, of course, now. I believe 73 years of age, but still selling out the big venues. He just added four new dates to the final tour, one being in my hometown of Boston at the TD Bank North Garden. That's where the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics play. He also added a date in Toronto and a date in Philadelphia and a date playing Madison Square Garden in New York City. So they're going out, to say the least, in grand style with over a million people turning out to see Bob and the Silver Bullet Band over the last several months as the tour was at one time going to end a little bit earlier this fall, but has been extended into the fall and early winter. So let's hope they continue to extend it. Telephone-wise, we got a trivia question out there for you. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And the trivia question is about a car called the Fuego. Who made the Fuego? This was a vehicle that was sold in the 1970s here in America and early 1980s. The Fuego, late 70s, early 80s. And I'll try not to give it too much away, but we'd love to give you a prize courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage in Warren Tracy. The Fuego. This is a time that this particular car company was sharing its products with I'll give you a hint, American Motors. They were sharing their products with American Motors and brought over a few of their models. And we'll keep it out there for a few minutes, and then I'll give you another hint. But who gave us the fuego, which in, I guess, Spanish means fire? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line from around North America, and we would love to hear from you. And if you want to talk about any of the subjects that we've covered a little previously here on the broadcast, including Bugatti setting a now world record of having a 300-mile-an-hour streetcar. Can you believe that? 304 miles per hour for the new Bugatti Chiron. And it is, of course, the successor to the uber-powerful Bugatti Veyron 16-4 with its W16 power plant. In Veyron form, it had four turbos. In this new form, it's got eight turbos, and it's got all-wheel drive, and it just puts the power to the road like nothing out there. And of course, it's a car for movie stars and professional athletes, as I've said on the broadcast here before. Boxer Floyd Mayweather in Las Vegas has at least four or five of these Veyrons in his collection. And these are cars that are built literally in just a handful of lots. They don't build hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. Well, how could they? Because they're all priced now. It used to be for the Veyron, used to be in the $1 million range. They've now moved these vehicles into the $2 to $3 million range. And as I said a little bit earlier on the broadcast, some folks in Hollywood also own Veyrons, including Tom Cruise and Simon Cowell from American Idol and America's Got Talent fame. They've made so much money that they can afford one of these vehicles as well. But we have the question out there about the fuego. Who made the fuego? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Of course, we've been covering the unveiling of the C8 Corvette, which happened a little over a month ago in California. They're doing a little bit of a traveling road show with the Corvette, going to various dealers around the country. That's the only way you can see a Corvette right now. They're, however, going to start assembling ones that are going to be distributed to those lucky automotive journalists and analysts to put through the paces. Boy, I would love to get an opportunity to drive the Corvette C8 with its 6.2-liter all-new LT2 engine. And with the Z51 package, 495 horsepower and 485 pound-feet of torque. Interestingly enough, just over the last few days, there was a video leaked of a Corvette going 194 miles an hour. That's the top speed of the base Corvette. And it's interesting that the performance package, which gives you the capability of being able to scoot from 0 to 60 miles an hour in less than 3 seconds, so we're talking high twos, when equipped with that performance package, which not only includes the extra power for the engine, but also includes the tunable exhaust. It also includes the just wonderful braking package from Brembo and some suspension tuning as well, and a lot of aerodynamic downforce aero aids. And that's the thing I find ironic, is that the top speed of the performance equipped Z51 C8 Corvette is 185 or so miles an hour, but the base Corvette, you won't be able to zero to 60 in below 3 seconds, but if you get the base Corvette, it's actually the fastest one as of now. Rumors are running around rapid about when we'll see the high-performance version of the Corvette. We should all just be excited to see this version of the Corvette, but you can count on a couple of years from now. It's already been leaked that the Corvette Z06 variant of the C8 will be available for model year 2022. Boy, does that get... Yeah, this doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. That's going to take some getting used to. And reportedly is going to use a new V8 engine. Don't know if it's going to be an overhead valve design like the 6.2-liter engine or whether they're going to go to a 32-valve quad cam setup. That's yet to be determined. But it is going to have turbochargers, and it is going to have 800 horsepower and 700 pound-feet of torque. And then I would imagine probably somewhere down the line they'll do the ZR1 variant of the C8 as well, and I don't know how they can continue to outdo each other. Just the present day ZR1 is just a thing of beauty made in very limited production numbers. The last generation Corvette, the C7 with the ZR1 package, is about $130,000 or so. There are some very pricey options on it, but this vehicle is the most powerful vehicle to date that General Motors have ever put on the road, putting out in the 750 horsepower range, and a tremendous amount of torque and tremendous amount of performance available. I know the folks at Road and Track magazine named the Corvette ZR1 as their performance car of the year, and that's the C7, not even the all-new C8, which we'll be seeing probably after the first of the year. The first of the year they'll be making deliveries to owners, and hopefully a few dealerships will have some in stock as well. We'll keep the trivia question out there about the Fuego. Who made the Fuego? Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that costs a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. The King of Rock and Roll stars, Alto Reed, was scheduled to be with us in this half hour of the program, but no doubt he's probably on some private jet or he's doing something fun, I can guarantee you. And I had a feeling I left it up to him to call in. So next week we're going to make sure to have all his numbers so we can get a hold of him, hopefully next week, if he's not playing a week from this moment. We can hopefully get him with us live. And of course, Bob Seger has so many car songs, including a great song called Detroit Made, which came out with his most recent album, but the album before that, and it's a great video that goes along with it. And Alto's a car guy, and of course grew up in Detroit, and we love to talk cars anytime Alto is with us as well. Got a couple of questions, a couple of answers to my question about the Fuego. I guess everybody's forgotten about this. Let me run down the ones that I've received so far. The Toyota Fuego? No. The Kia Fuego? No. The Mitsubishi Fuego? No. The Nissan Fuego? No. The Bentley, I can't believe somebody wrote Bentley, BentleyFuego.com. Bentley would never name a car Fuego, I can tell you that right now. And let's see, we also got a guess for Ford. No, well, I'll leave it out just for just a couple more minutes because I really would love for someone to pick up a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And again, this is a brand that was sold. They had only two models sold in America. It is a foreign brand, and they were partnered at that time with American Motors when American Motors was still in business before being absolved by the Chrysler Corporation, who took the Jeep equation away from American Motors as well. But this was an early collaboration, if you stop and think about it, 1970s. Of course, in recent years, we've seen a lot of cooperation from many different automakers, Nissan and the French automaker Renault are known for working together and sharing platforms. We had Ford and General Motors recently work on a transmission, a dual clutch transmission together, something you never would believe years ago. And certainly we've seen some interesting collaborations lately between Toyota and BMW. The new BMW Z4 is basically the convertible version of the Toyota Supra, which is a legendary vehicle in its own right and now back for sale. Haven't seen one on the road yet. I imagine they're probably pretty hard to get, and I imagine they're pretty pricey as well. All right, I give up. Here's the answer. I just said it a moment ago. It's Renault Fuego. That's what they were selling at American Motor Dealers alongside another French car from Renault called Le Car, which at the time was one of the smallest vehicles sold in North America. Of course, since that time, we've seen way smaller vehicles. The smart vehicles, which are just tiny vehicles. The folks at Scion had a three-seater vehicle, which was absolutely minute in size. And, of course, you can also think of the Fiat 500, the new Fiat 500C, which unfortunately got the word this week that they're no longer going to be selling the Fiat 500, both in coupe form, sedan form, and in convertible form. So if you've always wanted one of these 500Cs, head over to your Fiat dealership. They call it a Fiat Design Center, and see what they've got in stock there. Maybe it's not too late for you to order one. And there, I've driven umpteen different variants of that car. I've driven the convertible version, the coupe version. I've driven the high-performance Abarth version. I've driven the Gucci edition. I've driven the all-wheel drive four-door sedan variant. I've also driven the two-wheel drive 500X larger version of the 500C. And they, no doubt, they have a lot of personality, and they actually had a few very robust years here in North America, but recently their sales have not been good. What has been good is a collaboration between Mazda and the folks at Alfa Romeo and Fiat. And as a matter of fact, you can buy what is basically a Mazda Miata badged as a Fiat 124 Spider. It's got absolutely the same architecture. It has a different engine, and it has a different interior. And I would say it's better than the Miata. And the Miata is a fantastic car, but if you want something a little bit more unique for the same amount of money, check out the Fiat 124 Spider, which is back and for sale. I saw one on the road last week, and it absolutely blew me away. The guy had his top down, and here's an affordable car that regular folks like you and I can get into, at least with a little bit of financing, we can get into it. I saw last night I was behind a McLaren. There's one dealership down here in Central Florida that I'm very much enamored with. I'm going to go visit them and talk to them a little bit about their cars, because they're doing something that I would love to have the funds to be able to do. They buy up a lot of real premium models of cars, very special cars. For example, on the lot at this particular dealership, there was a Jag XKSS. There is a, right now, there's a McLaren. There's a couple of different Hellcats from the folks at Dodge, both Charger and Challenger. There are Corvettes. There's BMW M products. There's a Bentley. And, I mean, the trick is, if you're fortunate enough to have some extra money and you're thinking about buying, let's say, a second car, and you're originally going to buy maybe a brand new BMW as a second car, I'd rather take that $30,000 or $40,000 and put it in one of these supercars. You can actually get a $250,000 Bentley, 10 years old, for $70,000 or $80,000. And I have a friend, Dave Kinney, who owns not only a Bentley, but also the lucky owner of a Ferrari, the 612 Ferrari, which is the large four-seater Ferrari. It was never a big seller, but it's a 12-cylinder front-engine four-seater Ferrari. And I know Dave paid less than one quarter for what it sold for brand new. So encourage that for the right buyer, for the right person out there. If you have that disposable income, there are some just incredible cars. Nissan GTR, there's another one of these vehicles on this particular dealer lot. Here's a car that won the Motor Trend Car of the Year for 2010. I cast my ballot for it, had extensive seat time in the GTR 2010. It's been made ever since, and they have upped the ante on it horsepower-wise and otherwise. Made famous first in video games. A lot of young people were more familiar with the Nissan GTR. It was also known as the Nissan Skyline around the world for many, many years. But here in Central Florida, I see lots of GTRs, including some Japanese domestic market Skylines flying around. But that GTR is quite a piece. It has a hand-assembled 3.5-liter twin-turbocharged engine in excess of 500 horsepower, and they build it in a facility which is like a operating room, like a hospital operating room. It's remarkable the job that they do in hand-assembling this car, and you might not be able to afford a brand new one. They've now gone over the $100,000 mark. But I'll tell you what, you could afford a 10-year-old one. And if you find the right one, one that's been taken care of and one that's had proper servicing and hasn't been abused, you're in for a treat, is all I can say, because that car will scoot from 0 to 60 in the twos and has tenacious all-wheel drive, making it an excellent track car. For you folks who like to take your vehicles out to the track, this is becoming more and more common these days as folks take these ultra-high-performance vehicles to private test tracks and have track days. You take that Nissan GTR to a track day, it will blow the doors off some Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Porsches and Corvettes. You won't believe the way it performs with its all-wheel drive and twin-turbo V6. Well, that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I want to thank you very much for coming along for the ride. When you get a chance, check out driveshare.com and check out autoworldradio.com. I'm Bob Long.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.